Hey, welcome back to Chew the Bible. It's your good friend, Aaron. It is 5:33 in the morning on this lovely first of the month. Hey, it's my buddy Chad's birthday. I need to wish him a happy birthday. Wednesday, the first of the month of May.
Can't say May the 4th be with you. Anyway, we're in Leviticus chapter 11, NLT. Your boy is exhausted, so we'll try to... I don't think we're going to ramble as much as we did in the last one, but this is 46 verses, so here we go. Ceremonially unclean and unclean animals. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. Of all the land animals, these are the ones you may use for food. You may eat any animal that has completely split hooves and chews the cud. You may not, however, eat the following animals that have split hooves or that chew the cud, but not both. The camel chews the cud, but does not have split hooves, so it is ceremonially unclean for you. The hyrax chews the cud, but does not have split hooves, so it is unclean. The hare chews the cud, but does not have split hooves, so it is unclean. The pig has evenly split hooves, but does not chew the cud, so it is unclean. You may not eat the meat of these animals or even touch their carcasses. They are ceremonially unclean for you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Verse 9. Of all the marine animals, these are ones you may use for food. You may eat. There are some people that love Leviticus. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm not one of those people. You may eat anything from... I'm just so glad I did not live back then. You may eat anything from the water if it has both fins and scales, whether taken from salt water or from streams. There are people in 2024 who follow these rules to a T still. But you must never eat animals from the sea or from rivers that do not have both fins and scales. They are detestable to you. This applies both to little creatures that live in shallow water and to all creatures that live in deep water. They will always be detestable to you. You must never eat their meat or even touch their dead bodies, even marine. Any marine animal that does not have both fins and scales is detestable to you. Could you say an alligator has fins and scales? People eat gators. A frog, isn't that considered like a marine animal? People eat frogs. They have fins but no scales, right? Anyway. These are the birds that are detestable to you. You must never eat them. The griffin vulture, the bearded vulture, the black... There's a lot of people that believe, because we have Jesus now, that he was a fulfillment of the law. And we no longer have to follow all the Old Testament rules. The two greatest commandments now are to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as self. So that trumps all this stuff. Verse 13. These are the birds that are... Y'all go read this stuff on your own. Read your own commentaries about this stuff. Because I'm no pastor, I'm no expert, I'm just a dude who likes to read the Bible. Verse 13, these are the birds that are detestable to you. You must never eat them. The griffin vulture, the bearded vulture, the black vulture. Why not the black? Can you eat the white vulture? The kite, falcons of all kinds, ravens of all kinds, the eagle owl, the short-eared owl, the seagull, hawks of all kinds, the little owl, the cormorant, the great owl, the barn owl, the desert owl, the Egyptian vulture, the stork, herons of all kinds, the hoopoe, interesting, and the bat. You must not eat winged insects that walk along the ground. They are detestable to you. You may, however, eat winged insects that walk along the ground and have jointed legs so they can jump. The insects you are permitted to eat include all kinds of locusts, bald locusts, crickets, and grasshoppers. All other winged insects that walk along the ground are detestable to you. The following creatures will make you ceremonially unclean. If any of you touch their carcasses, you will be defiled until evening. If you pick up their carcasses, you must wash your clothes and you will remain defiled until evening. Any animal that has split hooves that are not evenly divided or that does not chew the cud is unclean for you. If you touch the carcass of such an animal, you will be defiled. Of the animals that walk on all fours, those that have paws are unclean. So that would be dogs and cats. Those that have paws are unclean. If you touch the carcass of such an animal, you'll be defiled until evening. If you pick up its carcass, you must wash your clothes and you will remain defiled until evening. These animals are unclean for you. Of the small animals that scurry along the ground, these are unclean for you. The mole rat, the rat, large lizards of all kinds, the gecko, not to be confused with the Geico gecko, the monitor lizard, the common lizard, the sand lizard, and the chameleon. Verse 31, all these small animals are unclean for you. If any of you touch the dead body of such an animal, you'll be defiled until evening. If such an animal dies and falls on something, that object will be unclean. This is true whether the object is made of wood, cloth, leather, or burlap. Whatever its use, you must dip it in water, and it will remain defiled until evening. After that, it will be ceremonially clean and may be used again. If such an animal falls into a clay pot, everything in the pot will be defiled, and the pot must be smashed. If the water from such a container spills on any food, the food will be defiled. Any beverage in such a container will be defiled. Any object on which the carcass of such an animal falls will be defiled. If it is an oven or a hearth, it must be destroyed, for it is defiled, and you must treat it accordingly. However, if the carcass of such an animal falls into a spring or a cistern, the water will still be clean, but anyone who touches the carcass will be defiled. If the carcass falls on seed grain to be planted in the field, the seed will still be considered clean. But if the seed is wet when the carcass falls on it, the seed will be defiled. If an animal you are permitted to eat dies and you touch its carcass, you will be defiled until evening. If you eat any of its meat or carry away its carcass, you must wash your clothes and you will remain defiled until evening. All small animals that scurry along the ground are detestable, and you must never eat them. This includes all animals that slither along on their bellies, as well as those with four legs and those with many feet. All such animals that scurry along the ground are detestable, and you must never eat them. Do not defile yourselves by touching them. You must not make yourselves ceremonially unclean because of them. For I am the Lord your God. You must consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am holy. So do not defile yourselves with any of these small animals that scurry along the ground. I'm going to read that again. For I am the Lord your God. You must consecrate yourselves or set yourselves apart. That's consecrate. That's a fancy word for, yeah, set yourselves apart. You're different from everybody else. And be holy because I am holy. So do not defile yourselves with any of these small animals that scurry along the ground, for I am the Lord, the one who brought you up from the land of Egypt, that I might be your God. Therefore you must be holy, because I am holy. He repeats that phrase a lot. Verse 45, for I, the Lord, am the one who brought you up from the land of Egypt, that I might be your God. Therefore you must be holy, because I am holy. Verse 46, because the children of Israel have always been God's example to the world of a holy people that are separate, set apart, different from everybody else. These are the instructions regarding land animals, birds, marine creatures, and animals that scurry along the ground. By these instructions, you will know what is unclean and clean, which animals may be eaten and which may not be eaten. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned or missed the mark or veered off the path and fallen short of the glory of God or God's perfect standard. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of the cost of that sin is death or eternal separation from God.
But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrated his love toward us, or showed his love toward us, in that while we were still yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. Romans 10:9-10 says that if we will confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we will, not might be, not maybe, we will be saved. For with our hearts we believe we are now in right standing with God, and with our mouths we confess that we are now saved. Lastly, Romans 10:13 says that whosoever, anybody, everybody, who calls upon the name of the Lord, they will be saved. So if you've never asked Jesus into your heart, or you've walked away from him and you would like to rededicate your life to him, you can just simply say, dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sin deserves to be punished. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for me and rose from the grave. I want to turn from my sin and trust Jesus Christ alone as my Savior. Thank you for the forgiveness and everlasting life I can now have through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' mighty precious name I pray. Amen.